My name is Jesse Felt. I am 17 years old. Today is the 5th, I think. December 5th, 2019, and I'm speaking with
Stephanie Velt, Jesse's mother.
We are recording this interview in Morro Bay, California. So, your dad worked in the music industry with some pretty famous people. Who exactly did he work with?
Yes, he worked with a lot of people. It started in his career working with John Denver, but in the 80s he worked with a lot of big groups like Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, Sade. I can't think of all of them. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any memorable stories or experiences he shared with you?
As a kid, I got to go to a lot of concerts, and we always got to have backstage passes and go backstage. Honestly, as a kid, I didn't really get it. We would just, you know, get to stand next to the artist and get our picture taken, and I don't think I appreciated it and realized how cool it was, because then we would start going to concerts and we'd be like, "Dad, do we have to go backstage?" But looking back and in retrospect, it was a pretty cool thing that we got to do.
Are there any like specific things you remember him telling you? Any like stories from working with anybody?
I would say the craziest one is definitely Ozzy Osbourne. And Ozzy Osbourne met in his office. It was before Ozzy was really big. And he pulled a publicity stunt where he bit the head off
a bat.
And yeah, it was pretty gnarly. And so that was kind of cool. And then even like when Pearl Jam came out, he saw them at, I believe it was at the Whiskey, and talked about how Eddie Vedder was just climbing the walls, and it was like nobody knew who they were, but he was just this amazing performer, and it was insane. And he would talk about, you know, craziness on the road and on tours. He would go on tours with groups, and they were pretty crazy, and my mom was an amazing cook, and because there were so many people in the industry, we would have these huge parties, over like 300 people, and all they wanted was Sandy's fried chicken, because she was from the South, and yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Sounds stupid. No, you don't. That's how all the interviews